Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Monday, December 28th. In the news this morning, overnight EVOT prices were March corn up a penny and three quarters at 4.52 and three quarters, March wheat down 7¾ cents, 6.19 and a quarter, and March beans up 3¼ cents at 12.67 and three quarters. Just a quick reminder, it'll be a shortened week. We're going to close at 12.05 on Thursday, be closed Friday for the New Year's holiday. Saw some export business this morning, first time I can remember in really quite some time. Beans 233 to unknown, 125 beans to additionally to unknown, 149 corn to unknown, and 33,000 metric tons of bean oil. I think that was unknown. I'll have to check that, but I think it was unknown as well. The beans broke 18 cents, as much as 18 cents off their highs overnight. Corn broke 4 cents. Wheat 14 cents off their highs. There's some talk about a settlement in the Argentinian strikes. They floated out a new offer, which includes some COVID combat pay. So there's government talks tomorrow, and they may want to settle this thing before the new year. So I think that's why we sold off here. Funds are incredibly long. Markets are overbought. Certainly due for a sort of sell-off in the corn and beans out here. Outside markets, the dollar's down just 11 ticks. The Dow looks to open up 170 points higher as the president signed the COVID bill and the government funding bill, but he did not sign the unemployment extension. So, you know, I didn't think it was necessarily all that friendly out here, but not when we're caught near contract highs, historic highs in the Dow Jones. Interesting, the Bitcoin is up 4,000 a coin here. Silver has been up about $1 an ounce. Gold's up $11 an ounce. So some help from the outside markets out here. Southern Brazil remains a little bit too dry. Argentina is going to be hot and dry this week. Temperature is 90 to 100. Some rains did fall, but not enough. We're talking about more rains coming in, so we'll have to see how that goes. Overall, with the shortened week out here, you know, I think it's still possible for beans and corn to make new highs. They made it today on Monday. Could they make it Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday? It's certainly possible out here, but I'm really, every day that goes by that we don't have a hard break, I'm getting more and more skeptical of these beans and corn market. So we'll see where we go here this week, but I expect to see some volatility with the strike, hopefully ending, and that may flush some of these longs out of this market. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.